A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 30th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk to you, our listeners, about the state of the nation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk to you, our listeners and viewers, about the state of the nation. Tell us how we are managing to get by as the country's economic crisis worsens.
Zimbabwe's economy has been struggling over the past two decades. The purchasing power of the average Zimbabwean has fallen back to the same levels of the 1953.
The government is blaming its economic problems on external forces and drought. Tell us about how you and your family are managing to get by every day, Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tila utitinge tichi taura ne muri ya Zimbabwe mchutu za kuti muriku kwanisa sei kuti munge muchi rara matuta uti mtitaure nezwe na u ze chikafu na u ze mabasa tukunzuka uti maguta makawanda mvura ili kuneza kuti inge ichi wanikwa vana vechikoro vamwaruta za kuenda kuchikoro nezwe konzero shakasia na siana sikuru chikonzero wane dambu ziku irore kuti dora arisi kubatika uye vamwe vari kutiwo vakaenda kumabhanga kwacho hakuna chekubata vari kupedza nguva yakawanda vari mutsetse yekuti vange vachikwanisa kutora mari mumabhanga. Tinoda kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti zviri kufamba sei, uye mapurisa ari kutiwo mazuva ano vanenge vari kuona uwandu hwevanhu vakati one day vari kuurayana mudzimba umo vana baba nana mai. Kazhinji vanoongorora nyaya dzakadai vari kuti zviri kukonzerwawo nekuti zvinhu hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka muZimbabwe. Gibbs.
Yebo kambe zuluka ndaba lingalichona njani lapha likhona kuna ngapho ngemakhaya thina ngapha siyaphila sibili ngapha eMelika phela iMemorial Day esingathi eZimbabwe kona ngapho kuyabe kungani Heroes Day so ke lingasiboni singachanga amathayi lamhlanje lapha iholiday so ke sifisa ukuthi lingene kuhlelo lapha siyabe sixoka khona ngokuthi kambe liphatheke njani ngezinto ezinenkulu lapho lapha ehlala khona njalo nxa sikhuluma ngamabhanga liyathola yini imali nxa sokubuya ezempila kahle lime njani liyakuyenelisa yini ukuthi liyefika esibhedlela lokunye okutshiyeneyo kunjalo kumbe even emaklinika nxasokubuya ke ukutshayana ezindlini kambe abantu baphathene njani sifuna zulu likhulume izifiso zenu zonke lakho khonoko kufumbathe esifubeni sakho lamhla ubhoboke phela ukhulume ngakho njalo lo mnotho welizwe kambe ume njani uyaguquka kumbe awuguquki nxa ufuna njalo ungakhuluma ngokutshengisela ezitaladini kwebandla lezanu p f lokutshengisela ezitaladini kwebandla le-MDC kumbe lawe nxa ufuna ukutshengisela wedwa uyasitshela ngakho phela ye ngenamhlelo khona manje. Yes, as it could be important.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Gibbs, the good news for our listeners and viewers is that now they can manage to watch this program live. Let's just take a listen to one of our promos, Gibbs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Studio 7 is now streaming live talk on Facebook. Be sure to catch us every day from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. for engaging discussions on important topics of the day. Share your thoughts live during the show. Our Facebook address is VOA Studio 7. That address again, VOA Studio 7. Don't forget to like us.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Gibbs, I think we have a caller there.
Yes, lo mnumzana uDube osecingweni. Khona manje, mfoka Dube, kunjani? Ukhona Dube ecingweni? Baba Dube, ukhona na? Yeah, hamba hamba bitshana Dube, hamba hamba kancane. Hamba hamba kancane. Asikuzwa kuhle. Oh, umnumzana Ncube, cheta futhi kancane Ncube, cheta futhi mbijana baba. Yeah, kuna bona bosu khona songconywana. Uyangizwa kodwa. Yeah, sengikuzwa vele unganyamukuli, ungakhulumi lo muntu eceleni, sikhuluma lati khona manje. Akho sithethi wena ubhekane lani lapho khona khona. Sikheleza futhi ke Ncube ifoni yakho sikheleza akuye lapho ukuthi nxa ufonelwa sibili ngabantu bakho lapho engena khona mnandi uyabunga phi kwangkhona hambe kuma khona pho kanye nxa kusenza uqanise phezulu kwesihlahla sibili baba ya sokungcono kakhulu. Yeah, mana konapho. So kanti sakhuluma usithi ke abantu abaningi ababeyitshengisela abafana namankazana amancane qhubeka ke khona
uthi na njengoba kunjalo nje bayakubeka ukuthi lugada olutsha ugada olutsha ngikhangele abantwana abasemazweni khona kwenisto ebotwana esouth africa ngingasabalula amanye abazwaba overseas. Konke labana abantwana ugaja olutsha ugaja olutsha lonalaengani imali yokuthatha mina ngithi liyi-3-4 million lonke ngolumasho lwayibona labana ihlela nalona lelikade ngizela kuthi ama-ARR ukuthi lona liyavumelana lokuthi okwenzakala kulele lizwe kuqondile into sengikhangelayo kakhulu futhi ngapha ukuthi emaphandleni ngapha amatitshala akhona na kule isabelo semadolobheni abafundiswa eprimary matitshala angasiyo ulimi lwesindebeleni kodwa abantwana laba khuluma ulimi lwesindebeleni emagumeni angakikho kuyeba lakho ukuthi kuyethiwa kule-50% ukuthi abantwana bapase nge-50% isabelo semandebeleni kwenziwa ngabomu lokhu ukuthi abantwana bangapha emandebeleni babehlale eyizigcili besebenzela abantwana besibange semathoneni kuba khona futhi ukuthi abantwana bangapha emadebeleni bangaphandle komazwe kenxa yokubana abathole imisebenzi bengatholi imisebenzi kenxa yokubana abafundi
ye babancube sicela ukuthi sikufonele ngoba ifoni leyo ngazani iyahlupha kakhulu wathi sikufonele kathesi kodwa sizwile okunye kade ukukhuluma siyakufonela kathesi
Yes, I'm fine, Baba. So that was Mr. Ngube, you know, he's in Kai. He was saying that, you know, since independence, there have been so many problems in Zimbabwe. And it appears as if one of the problems is with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
He says they don't seem to see exactly where they are going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, most of them are not employed, but they were seen recently actually backing the president,
mm-hmm.
saying that they support him. But he says he disagrees with that kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And was saying that in terms of teachers, you know, in most rural areas in Matabeleland region,
mm-hmm.
The people that are teaching there are non-developed speakers,
mm-hmm.
especially those at the lower ranks of the primary school education system.
Mm-hmm.
So he says we should have people that are actually proficient in the local languages. So he says that's why the pass rate is quite low.
Mm-hmm.
So that is his opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right? Let's go to Mkoma Joshua Gavi. Makadi Mkoma Joshua.
Tiripo Makadi niwo inu.
Aiwa, tiripo. Mkoma Joshua, tuudzeo kuti muri kurarama sei nemhuri yenyu.
Haiko zvinezvi, nasi yacho haina kumira zvakanaka.
Sei muri kudaro?
Tinoitika ndechekuti mabasa ari muno muZimbabwe hakuna ine hangu ndinoita zvokusona. Ndaita zvokusona kudaro so pari zvimwe ndikatarisa ndiri muno muZimbabwe ndotandira vati $40.
Munosenzera munhu here kana kuti munozvisonera mega?
Chitoro wabhodha. Halo?
Munonge muchisona muchizvishandira mega here kana kuti pane wamuri kushandira?
Ndirikutoshandirawo muvatinoshandirawo.
Okay, saka mune muchibhadharwa $40 pamwedzi pazuva?
Pasvondo.
Mune muchibhadharwa $40 pasvondo?
But ukatarisa manje transport cost yekunge uchienda kubasa ikoko kukungoenda kubasa nokudzoka transport cost yacho yepasvondo ipapapo inobva yatora $10. Apa hapana food, hapana chii. Ukazoshandisa futi food ipapo uchinonzi another $10 inobva yatorwa. Saka from $40 unosara wane $20.
Saka munozorarama sei manje nemhuri nemari shoma iyoyo?
Ndo chikena vanhu vakataura kuti life yacho mazuva ano yakaoma because nekamari kakako kuti uchirarama manje apo uchida kubhadhara rendi inosvika about $50. Saka panenge pakangoma hakudi kuti unoshaya kuti ungaitei hapana hapo zvokuita but ndo life yatiri kuraramawo mazuva ano hamenoti ingaperawo se.
Asi imiwo sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe zvii zvamurora kuti zvinge zvichiitwawo tichitarisawo kubva kuhurumende? Zvii zvamungade kuvaudza kana vakateerera?
Ini maonero angu ndokungoti dai nyaya dzehori dzadzi hatisubiruke because kana hori uchakangogara una chinakukubirira.
Aiwa, saka mhuri yenyu yakakura zvakadii Mukoma
Joshua? Halo?
Ndandati mhuri yenyu yakakura zvakadii?
Ndine vana vatatu.
Mune vana vatatu
zvino, but two ndo vanoenda kuchikoro asi
mumwe achiri mudiki?
Umwe achiri mudiki zvake. Saka mhuri iyoyo yokuti irarame pakaoma. Asi ukanzwa hako government ichitaura yothingi kuti zvinhu zvinonaka, but unozoona manje pamberi apo kuti hapana chinonaka bhogonzi. Kuba kwacho kwakanyanyisa, waone kuchifudza ndiye ari kuita zviri nani. Unozvinzwa kuti aitawo chakati, ari kuba ezvazvodai. Saka hapana chingambobudirira ipapo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu Mukoma Joshua.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo maita ini chakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Gibbs, you heard from Mr. Gavi, Mr. Joshua Gavi. He's saying, you know, it's really difficult to raise his family. He has three children, and he's saying weekly he gets about $40, and the bulk of that money goes to transport, and also he needs to eat during the day. So basically it's about $20, and he has to pay his rent, which is about $50. But he's saying the major problem in Zimbabwe is corruption, and he says the government must address that, Gibbs.
Lapho silo nkosikazi sakhile ne ose Botswana unjani ke Matube?
Ngiyaphila butisile njani lina lonke khona apha
isitiki. Siyaphila kakhulu ke kunjani eBotswana?
Hayi, seBotswana namhla uyaqanda.
Ungathini?
Uyaqanda.
Ye, ungathini ke namhlanje? Ungasitshelani?
Hayi, impilo yokhathe simple siphila eBotswana. Ungathi ngiyaqala sipoultry enkukhu kodwa hayi. Ngoba ngona konke istock feed isikwelile siphezulu. So hayi, ngiyenza sona ngiphinde ngiyenze okwamabhili.
No,
ngalemazini lapho esikhona uphonga uhlala kuphela anytime ngapho kuzothi hayi permit yakho asifayi renew. Uzakuyanga.
So kunzima kanganani ukuhlala eButswana khona?
Hayi, eButswana kunzima. Awuvi la ma-rights afana la ma-locals. Kunzima, sibila, sikuthi kulula. Siyafisa ukuthi ngayo lathi siseduze le-car, but ungaze uhambe ekhaya ukhona uzafika uyenze. Kathesi njengoba kungenamali. So nxa singapha sesizokuzama nje ukuthi at least uvula uhambe ngathi sekufuneka imali yalokho ekhaya ukwazi ukuthi uthumeze, but akulula.
So ubona zani uzahlala emazweni ukuze kuthini Maduka?
Ahi, akuwavele into ilo umbuzo onzima kise, into endile nzima engakunika yona, kodwa siyafisa ukuthi lathi ngelinanga uvula usekhaya usezibapha ungasoze ukuthi noma uhambe uze umuntu ekubiza njengekwerekwere. Ngapho bathi makwerekwere, but that is an insult to it. So uma usekhaya uyabe u-free. Noma ungaphumi ufuna ukuthi ungene ema-ofisini, you can be helped. Ungela muntu ozakuthi zama ukuthi ukhulume ulimi esiluzwayo. Ngoba nxa usekhaya kungcono uyabe ukhuluma your mother tongue. Nxa ungapha ungazazi isiTswana, abanye baya bengakwazi isiZulu. Ufuthi wena vele usukwenye indawo or futhi ukuthi uzancede ekucineni. Like ma singena e-bot, sometimes ma ungena e-bot uyabe futhi ama-citizens balelayini yabo emfitshane. Kwanga so wena citizen ya join line and people are being harassed. Akula nto zayenza ngoba uyangiwe elizweni la. Awula right.
Yeke nxa usukhangeleke ngempilo yakho khonapho ukuthi kambe kuzaze kuthini Maduka?
Sizilaba sesibonga ukukhuleka enkosini. Sesizabona ukuthi kuzaze kuthini kumbe kungalunga izinto zingalunga njengoba kungaze kuthiwe ivote I always cross ngihambe ekhaya ngiye-customer ivote ngicabanga ukuthi izinto zizathini but it's coming back to worse. So angazi ukuthi impilo yami izaze ithini sengikhona ngihambe kuzaze kuthini inkosi yesibona.
Hayi, siyawuza kakhulu Maduka. So inkukhu kathi usigcina ngapha eBotswana kumbe ekhaya?
EBotswana.
Oh, okay. Siyakuzwa mama.
Izigqoko engizithengisa ekhaya.
Hawu, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sibongele kakhulu Maduka.
All right, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Okay, bye. So that was Mrs. Sakile Dube Ne. You know, she's based in Botswana and she's saying that she was running a poultry project. But she's almost abandoning it because stock feed is always going up and she's not getting some good returns. And she's saying that, you know, she used to take second-hand clothes across the border to Zimbabwe, but customs duty is too high. And so she can't afford to do whatever she wants. And she says, generally, life is very difficult in Botswana. You know, they are called makwerekweres. You know, that kind of derogatory term of, you know, calling other people. And she says she doesn't know what is going to happen to her. Fate will only decide whatever, you know, in terms of life. And she says God is the savior in any case.
I think we have our first guest. That is Reverend Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church. Reverend Kadenge, good evening.
Good evening, brother.
Thank you so much for joining us, Reverend. Of course, it's such a short notice. Gibbs, maybe you can fire away. We have Reverend Kadenge on the line.
Reverend Kadenge, can you tell us about some of the challenges that are faced by Zimbabweans, especially those that actually come to you seeking some kind of help?
young man, I think this country is going through untold suffering. Also, the citizens really, things are tough. I've been listening to the guys who were speaking prior to me, and they are saying the truth is a big challenge. Many people have been laid off, and those who are working are getting little. And this month end, you go into town, every bank, you see there are lots and lots of people, queues that never end. And people get there, they don't get the money they want. They get very little. And really that little to go about to pay for what they have to, it's a challenge. So the life in this country has become a nightmare. But you know, Zimbabweans are very good to make do with the little that is there. But I think where we are going, it's really a tall order, because there is no little to go by. So most of the families are in dire straits, and it's a challenge which we don't know how to go about it. Like others were saying, there's a lot of corruption. You go into the road, the police are just there taking money from people for charges that are very frivolous. And if you don't pay, they impound your car. And if the car is a bit old, you know that once it's impounded, to be taken or to be given back, they have to look at other things which are not right, and you may not get the car. So people have to run around to look for money from friends just to pay for something they are required to pay for, which is missing in, from on their car. So really, the daily lives here, it's a nightmare. You have to be around to appreciate what the people are saying. But where we are now, we really don't know how to move from there, and to where no one knows. So I don't know the authorities that are there, how they think they can solve this problem.
Thank you.
No money is in the bank.
Thank you, Reverend. Please do stay on the line. Of course, we just want to remind our listeners and viewers that tomorrow there is the Connection, that is the youth program. So we encourage you to listen or watch that program every Tuesday. Gibbs, let's just take a listen and, of course, promote that youth program.
True. Yes.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow as we discuss teenage pregnancy, as the recent Zimbabwe Demographic Health Survey shows 1 in 10 adolescent girls giving birth each year. What's your take on this issue?
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag #TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Of course, today we are talking about the state of the nation, and we are talking to ordinary Zimbabweans about how they are managing to get by as the economic situation worsens. Gibbs,
hold on. Yeah, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to go to the house.
Mina into engiyibona ingahle kahle ikhaya lethu alimanga kahle nathi la sila igula sithanda ukubana and siyathanda ukuba phansi kwemuli zethu njengawo kodwa simasifuni asifuni and umsebenzi phele yabona ikhaya kuthi ukuthi awukho sinendawo esingenazikolo ihulumeni yethu isigodlile imali yethu imali yakhe bona laphana ekhaya ukuthi ngabe sinendawo engenazikolo nendawo engenamaklinika uyazi ungasuka nke ngavakatshela kwenye indawo okuthiwa kusetholotho ngasuka etholotho ngaze ngayofika isibhedlela ngayozithola ephumula okuwukuthi ukuthi indawo yonke lowo mango lowo phakathi awulasibhedlela isikolo ngadlisa isikolo esikhona 4 kodwa umango wakhona umkhulu kakhulu okungawukuthi uma kunga-akhiwa laphana kuthiwa kakhiwe iyouthi ngakhona ukusebenza kodwa ngendlela yokuthi ihulumeni yethu idle mali angazi ngize leliyana sizobuthwala ubunzima lapha and nangapha emazweni nabo phela abafuni elize labo abantu bakhathele ama-visit avela kuleliya ilizwe lingafuni ukuma so indaba embi kakhulu
ye siyakuzwa ke nxa ukuthi ungavalelisa abantu bezimbabwe kwalapho ungabatshela ukuthini
ngabavalelisa thi kakhulukazi ngathi njeke ngithanda ukuthi bongele nje bonke nalaba benzi imashi en bese ngidingelela nje abantu abami bayenlilien enet seluleko so ngithi ababoni ukuthi kuzima emhlabeni la hleli khathana labo asithandi kuba semazweni kodwa ayikho into esingayiyenzi
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke nomzala bekezela ungadinela kusasa uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa
ya nawo umama uthi nayo ufuna ukulandisa ngezasizibok
ye wothi sikhulume la isibili ye kaboyi
hayi baba
ngiyaphila mama kunjani siphile kakhulu ngikhuluma lobani
hayi ukhuluma lo mankomo unazinhle
ye mankomo akutsho ngezimbabwe ungathini
eyi baba izimbabwe hayi isikhathisa ubunzima uyazi sihleli ubunzima sihleli abantu abethu sibashiye kude kuhlala usuthi wena ngapho uthala uvala ukuthi engxenye mina ngisuthi abantwana balele bengadlanga imali zakhona lalapho esikhona imisebenzi yakhona kayitholakali kahle uyazi ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi uyazufisa ukuthi ngamhlambe
ye bamba khonapho mankomo bamba khonapho ungayikhatshana mama siyabuya kuwe ngamafitshane singathatha ikhefu
Reverend Kadenge, please do stay on the line, and also Mr. Stanley Torima, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. Go to our Facebook page. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube, Baba Makeza, Lao Konape Utswana. Mambila in the Sibu Aikachana, Siavoy. Stay tuned.